For more than a decade, the major obstacle to passage of a comprehensive energy bill has been the fight over whether to drill in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. But as negotiators work out the details of this bill, an even bigger energy project in Alaska is gaining support. A pipeline that would tap into the largest known reserve of natural gas in North America. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
Watch your steps on the dam.
250 miles north of the Arctic Circle, the largest natural gas processing plant in the world hums away, although the gas never reaches a single consumer. A quarter mile long and nine stories tall, the plant sits on the crown of Alaska's Prudhoe Bay Oil Reserve, separating what comes out of the ground, which is 3% oil, 5% water, and 92% natural gas.
Here we process 8 billion standard cubic feet of natural gas every day, and a quantity of gas equal roughly to domestic daily consumption in Japan.
That 8 billion cubic feet, according to this spokesman for British Petroleum, is reinjected back into the ground. BP is the largest producer of natural gas in North America and hopes one day to be able to sell what's been stored underground here for the last 20 years. And that day will be a lot closer if the energy bill becomes law, because it would approve and hasten construction of a 1,600-mile pipeline to get the gas to the lower 48 states. A few years ago, former Alaska Governor Tony Knowles thought the project was a go.
To all of the people in America who have had the shock treatment of the higher gas prices, natural gas prices, we have one message from Alaska: help is on the way.
His prediction proved premature, but a combination of the most recent blackout, dire predictions about supply, and a steady increase in the price of natural gas have forced the issue once again. And Congress is closer than ever before to making the $20 billion Trans-Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline a reality. A sticking point remains just how much the taxpayers should help. The current Senate bill includes a 52-cent tax credit per 1,000 cubic feet if natural gas prices fall sharply, a provision endorsed by the Democratic leadership. Energy analyst Philip Verliger has never been a big fan of subsidies, but in this case he says it's warranted.
Alaskan natural gas has really been a problem for 30 years. We know the gas is there. The question is how you build a pipe to get it out. There may be a good argument for providing a floor price for it, because I think under the circumstances, the floor price probably will never be triggered.
Roger Cooper of the American Gas Association says because of the enormity of the project and the volatility of gas prices, industry needs help with the risk.
So we're talking about something that is rather staggering in its size. And if there are not some sort of incentives, the belief seems to be that that pipeline will not be built. And that would be an awful loss to consumers as we see an increased dependence on foreign oil and foreign natural gas.
A recent Natural Petroleum Council study predicts consumers will pay $1 trillion in higher gas prices over the next 20 years unless new sources are rapidly developed. But what may be even more compelling about this project is there's little in the way of opposition, even from the environmental community, which has finally found a development project it can back. Dan Becker of the Sierra Club.
I think most environmental groups recognize that you won't wean yourself off the filthiest fuel we have, coal, unless we use more natural gas to run our power plants. And there's lots of it in Alaska, and we can bring it down in a responsible way.
So environmentalists like it, Congress likes it, but there's one small hitch: the White House. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham says the tax credit, or price floor, will distort markets and undermine fiscal responsibility. Still, the Bush administration has been urging passage of an energy bill, one the president can say will truly give a boost to the domestic oil and gas industry. His preference has always been the other big Alaska project, drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, but the votes simply aren't there. And negotiators believe he's not about to veto what would be the largest energy construction project in North America since the oil pipeline. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News.